If you listen to Luke Boner's program after Australia by Night here on the Triple M network, you've probably heard him in the last couple of weeks talking about this drastic shortage we have in Australia of tradies. Now, we know that if you want to earn the big bucks these days, being in a trade is the place to be. And one of the concerns seems to be that apprenticeships, well, the pay that apprentices get in their first few years is pretty ordinary. But is the payoff down the track worth it? But the next question is, if indeed we do have this shortage of tradies, then why is there an increasing gap in the number of females compared to males that are uptaking apprenticeships, particularly in traditional roles? Now, we know that more and more women are capable, or we know that women are capable of doing the traditional roles, but more and more are moving into these traditional roles. So why is this gap widening if we're short of people? Somebody that might be able to help us with that is Leanne Rayner, the Operations Manager of Apprenticeships Matter for Women. Leanne, the maths doesn't add up here, does it?
It certainly doesn't, Stephen. No, it doesn't. We are facing a national skill shortage across the whole of Australia, and more particularly, the numbers of women taking up traditional trade apprenticeships has really fallen significantly. I know that research reflects in Victoria that that women represent less than 2% in traditional trade apprenticeships.
Because I know that in the mining sector, for instance, there's been a real push by some of the bigger mining companies to get more and more women into those traditional or male-dominated type roles and get them into these apprenticeships. So there are certain sectors that I think are working in the right direction, but what do you think the cause of this is? Is it that women are thinking, well, look, I'm just not going to be accepted, or are male-dominated industries still trying to come to terms or get their head around the fact that women can do the job?
Look, there's two parts to that, Stephen. I think the first part of that is the awareness of the opportunities that are available to women. So one is the job seekers, but also students and their parents. The parents are the biggest career influencers on the students, and they don't know about the opportunities that are available for women in non-traditional trades. I think the influencers, essentially we're influencing, trying to influence the influencers about the awareness, raising the awareness, and also then increasing the uptake. Most of the companies that we're dealing with, especially the bigger ones in Victoria through the Major Project Skills Guarantee, they're all willing to take on women. They can't find apprentices anyway, so they're all willing to take on anybody that they can actually, who's capable of actually undertaking an apprenticeship. So women are, you know, a big cohort.
So when you say influence of the influencers, obviously parents, as you say, are the big ones, but are school guidance, do we call them guidance counsellors or career advisors or whatever they call them these days, that person that says, look, I think you should have a look at this, are they not getting the message?
Look, I think we have, with Apprenticeships Matter, we actually have VET advisors and their vocational education and training advisors that go out to the schools to talk to them about options. So that one, they're talking to those careers advisors about, have you considered a pathway through an apprenticeship or traineeship? But they're also talking to the students to say, did you know, can you actually do this? You know, the traditional trade, or the idea of those traditional trades being, you know, dirty and heavy and so on, it's just not the case these days.
Are we still, do you think, recovering from the hangover of that move that we had in Australia probably 10 or 15 years ago that told everybody, unless you went to university, you were an idiot and you were a failure?
Absolutely.
Are we still suffering from that?
Yes, look, I agree. When we see examples of it all the time, one of our apprentices, Emma, who's out at Mercedes-Benz Automotive in Brighton, she was told by her careers advisors, look, your ATAR scores are too good. You have to go to university. So there's still that hangover of, if your scores are good, you go to university. And if they're not good, then potentially you go into an apprenticeship or traineeship. But for her, an apprenticeship was the right way to go. She did 2 years of uni. She incurred a debt. She then decided, look, this is just not for me. I still want to get into an apprenticeship or traineeship. And, you know, for her story is a little bit interesting, is that she couldn't work out what she actually wanted to do. And then she was saying, look, I needed my car fixed and I had no money to get my car fixed. So I thought, hang on a second, maybe I'll be a motor mechanic. So that's how she sort of got into that pathway. But you're right. Most of the school's careers counsellors have gone from being a student themselves, going to university, and then going back into the school network. So their career pathway has been through higher education, not vocational education.
You just wonder if these people read the papers, because, I mean, it's very hard to pick up the papers these days without finding a story that says, one, either we're short of tradies, or we've got too many people with law degrees that can't get a job, or too many people with BAs that basically mean nothing anyway. And the concept that Emma was effectively told, you're too smart to be a mechanic, really, that's what we're saying here.
Absolutely.
It sort of flies in the face of the fact that tradies will often go on to become business people.
Absolutely. And we're saying, you know, even if they have these opportunities available to them, not only do they achieve their qualification, they gain financial independence as well. Yeah. They could also start their own businesses.
What's your advice? I mean, what do we need to do here?
Look, I think we need to, as an industry, we need to raise the awareness of opportunities that are available. We also need to increase the uptake of apprentices or female apprentices. So we talk to companies like Lendlease, say Sayona Geotech, Programmed Electrical, and those sorts of companies that do have diversity targets and are actively looking for women to take up non-traditional roles or non-traditional apprenticeships. I think it's just, it's connecting the raising the awareness to the opportunities.
Well, hopefully we've helped you do that tonight, Leanne. Good to speak to you.
Thanks so much, Stephen. Good to speak to you too.
That's Leanne Rayner from Apprenticeships Matter for Women. I want to know, are you a female or have you been a female apprentice? Or more importantly, have you ever hired a female apprentice and how's it gone for you? Tell me the story, 13 27 10.